How do you spend your evenings? Let me guess. You're flipping through the TV channels. Maybe your wife is looking through Facebook. Well, let me tell you how we spend our evenings. We like to soak. Oh, yeah. Because there's nothing better than an evening together. Soaking away the cares of the day in our own Bullfrog Spa. Go to Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, 1333 East Red Hills Parkway today, so you can start soaking tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
Don't spend another holiday season pretending to hear what others are saying. Hi, I'm Dr. Darrow from Intermountain Audiology, offering you 2 free months of treatment. If you want to be part of the conversation, maintain your independence, and avoid memory loss, take your first steps towards medically treating your hearing loss and visit intermountainaudiology.com or call 435-612-1023 and mention radio for your 2 free months of treatment.
Today's weather? Sunny with a 100% chance of government overreach. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Okay, Mr. Neeson, whenever you're ready.
I see you when you're sleeping. I know when you're awake.
Okay, that's good. Let's try it again, maybe a little more jolly. Think Santa.
I watch you when you're sleeping. Oh, yeah. I know when you're awake. I'm making a list and checking it twice. I'm going to find out who's naughty or nice.
Okay, I think maybe that's a little too intimidating.
Yeah, but if you don't mind me saying, I think it's right. You know, do you understand what Santa's saying here? He's making a list. Naughty, nice. He's detailed. He's single-minded. He's an eye in the sky bringing swift judgment.
Okay, but he's also bringing toys to children.
Not the naughty ones.
Hi there. Welcome, Kate Daly Show. Little Liam for you. Welcome. We've got so much in store for you today. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello, hello.
And we also have, we're going to start off with a guest, actually. So glad that she is joining us from up north, actually. Kristen Chivry, how are you? I'm so glad to have you on with us.
Thank you. It's good to be here. I'm so excited today because
yeah.
We have a special surprise.
Yes, please do
today. Tell.
I cannot wait. Go for it.
So for the last 2 years, we've been talking about doing this and trying to figure out how we were going to earn the money to do it because, or raise the money to do it because it's expensive. And so finally, Your Health Freedom is the group that I'm the director of, and it's yourhealthfreedom.org. And we have been doing educational events, including an annual symposium where we bring in speakers. And one of the speakers we brought in was Andrew Wakefield.
Nice. Oh, one of my favorites.
So as part of the fundraiser for our billboards, he had a shirt, a T-shirt that belonged to him, and a baseball cap.
Nice.
That were, I guess, bling, or what do you call it, merch, whatever. The stuff that you sell for 1986 The Act, which is his new movie. And he mentioned that he had worn them and not washed them.
Are you serious? Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah. And we sold them. We had Robert Scott Bell come and do the auction. And we sold them for $2,400.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. They really wanted his merch. Holy cow. All right. I love it, though, because it's for a great cause.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's for the billboards.
Right.
Which is awesome.
So what we did is billboards. We've been wanting to do these billboards for a couple of years, and they are now up.
Oh, I'm so glad.
We've got, it's sad as well as happy, because the reason that we need to put them up is because children have died from vaccine injury. And the children who are on the billboard, we have Colton Barrett, who lives up further north in Utah, and he got the HPV vaccine for who knows what reason.
Right.
That's what the doctor suggested, and his mom didn't know any differently. So he got it and was paralyzed from it, and eventually decided he couldn't handle it anymore. And he was just shy of 18 when he decided he didn't want to live on Earth anymore.
Mm.
And because he couldn't do anything, his neck was paralyzed, his arms were partially paralyzed, and he couldn't breathe without a respirator. Anyway, so one of the signs is to honor him, because Colton, one of the things that he asked when he was still alive is that his story continue to be told so that he could save other kids from his fate.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
Sweet, sweet kid.
Yeah. It's such it's just awful.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, it's just awful. I was just reading. I was just reading a story about Pfizer up to 13 deaths with their new vaccine, and I'm thinking, why are people even thinking about this as an option? So, I can't. I just can't even fathom that people wouldn't do their homework on this. It just drives me nuts. But go ahead.
Exactly. Yeah, and the thing with this vaccine is that with all the other childhood vaccines, we have the 1986 Act.
Mm-hmm.
That indemnified the vaccine manufacturers for any injury that might happen because of their product, which is something that no other industry has.
Right.
I mean, can make whatever you want and you can force inject it into people and you're not liable.
Right.
And with the childhood vaccines, there is a very, very slim chance that you can get some kind of compensation if you or your, if your child is injured.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to go to vaccine court and you have to be up against 18 federal investigators, and no discovery. And it's really just a crock.
Mm-hmm.
But some people are lucky enough to get some money.
Right.
And it's been over $4 billion that has been paid out to the very small fraction of injured people who have gotten any compensation at all.
Jeez.
But with this vaccine, they asked for more leeway. And so they're not liable for anything.
Yeah. In fact, we've got Bill Gates on tape saying that, maybe 80%. I mean, the government's going to have to decide if they want to take the liability on this. I just couldn't even believe he was saying that on tape. He said that in the movie Plandemic.
I know.
Yeah.
It's stunning how open they are about all of this stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
It's right out there in front of your face if you just want to see it.
Mm-hmm. So true. So true. So these billboards are so important. And I'm so glad you're doing that, because we've been talking about billboards being one of the answers since we can't seem to break into the media, and the media is so owned. Billboards are a great way to get people at least a message. And I love that you guys are doing this.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time coming, and we're really happy to get them up there. So we've got the one for Colton. We've got one for Corbin, and then the last one that we have has 50 children who died from vaccine injury.
Jeez.
And whose parents I have talked to, so these aren't just pictures, or I or my friend Amy has talked to. So they're not just pictures that we grabbed off the internet.
Right.
These are actual families that we talk to. Whose children have died.
That's in a whole lot of deaths that they never want to talk about. And so how do people help you on this? How can they put forth some money?
Donating money, you can go to the website. We have a PayPal link on the website. It's yourhealthfreedom.org. There's also, if you look on the homepage of the website, there's a place that has the Venmo handle, which is at yourhealthfreedom.
Okay.
And, I mean, I suppose if people wanted to send checks, I could give you my address. But one of the things that we really need is for people to sign up on the website. We have a Get Involved button.
Okay.
And we are organizing people by House District and Senate District. And we would like to have as many people as possible in there.
Right. Okay.
So that when we have legislators we need to contact, that we can contact them, and then we can also keep people updated on what's happening in the legislature.
Excellent. Okay, so go to yourhealthfreedom.org, O-R-G, and you can get the information that Kristen is talking about. I really appreciate all that you're doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having
Truly.
Me on.
You're awesome. Thank you. Keep it up.
All right. Have a great Christmas.
And let me know. Let me know for you to come back on, because I really think that we need to understand really how dangerous this is. And I'm glad you guys are calling attention to it. Thank you, Kristen.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Love it. Yourhealthfreedom.org.
You know, I can't help but see the other bit of hypocrisy here.
What's that?
Because the same people that are saying, wear a mask so your grandma doesn't die,
mm-hmm.
are the people that are saying, oh, it's just a few kids.
Yeah, I know. You're right. You're right. Doesn't every life matter? Oh, my gosh. These people that are mask nuts, you know, the mask crazies. They just don't get it. They don't understand what's,
it's pick and choose,
right? Yep. I hear you on that. Oh my gosh. Well, I'm really grateful for what Kristen is doing, and I'm just excited about her mission, in awareness. So yourhealthfreedom.org, yourhealthfreedom.org. And, I hope that you guys, instead of giving to the parties, I would give to this kind of thing, because they're actually putting up the billboard messages and making sure people see this. So much to say on the vaccine, but I'll save it. I think it's just, you know, I've had friends actually reach out and ask me, you know, what about this vaccine? It's not a vaccine. This is a different delivery system entirely. The patent from 2016, but they actually started working on this in the 90s. The scientists did. Her name is, I think, Karina. Anyway, she started working on this, and their biggest stumbling block was that they couldn't get the mRNA strand into the cell. And they couldn't get into the cell because your body would naturally reject it. So it took all these years of working with this, and Moderna has never, ever produced a product. They've only worked on this to try to get the body to not kick it out. Your body was designed by God to do wonderful things. Why in the world would you want a vaccine that's basically tricking your body into accepting something it shouldn't? On the whole premise of your health, they're bypassing the mechanism that your body has built into its immune system. And this is why it took 30 years, is they finally figured it out. They could dress it up in all of these different things and coat around it so that it could get into the cell. I am telling you, it is bad news. And I'm hoping that people, I'll do as much educating on this as I can, because I really, if you have an illness out there that they're claiming is there, and the death rate is 0.099065 for United States, you're not in danger. So I don't even know why you would even think about this vaccine. There was an article that came out, 2020 will be the most deadliest year of all. Oh my gosh. Can you believe this? We actually have the lower amount of deaths this year than even the last 5 years.
What's the date today?
Let's see. It's the 22nd, right?
22nd.
Right.
So in eight days, 462,000 people have to die for that to be true.
Yeah. But they've already printed articles, and the whole article was we will be thinking that this is going to happen. We're at the end of the year. Oh, you guys, the propaganda load is so huge.
They're going to keep carrying this over.
Yeah.
Because this talking head was on with Harris Faulkner today, and he made this statement that by April, 560 million more lives will be lost if we don't do the stimulus package.
Jeez.
Amazing.
Yeah, amazing. I love these stats they throw out. All right, be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare in room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to ABC Auto Body Central. They can fix your cars, and they are very, very good at it. You'll love these guys. If you get in an accident, in fact, somebody I know actually texted me the other day and said, I was in an accident. I need the name. It's ABC Auto Body Central. Make sure you get over there, because they can actually... they can actually come to your home. They can do an assessment, or they can you can bring it to them. And you know what? They'll work with your insurance company. You don't have to do a thing. They make it so easy. They make it so easy. And it's just, they're fantastic to work with. And they'll make sure you get back in your car the fastest possible and the safest, too. And they'll make sure your car is nice and safe to drive and looks perfect. So ABC, Auto Body Central. And because it's the most wonderful time of the year, don't spend another holiday season pretending to hear what others are saying. And if you want to be part of that conversation, you've also, I know that you probably want to maintain your independence as long as you can and avoid memory loss. So take those first steps in medically treating your hearing loss and receive 2 free months of treatment if you mention me or Uncle Milty's name over at Intermountain Audiology. Those guys are fantastic. Their phone number is 435-256-8596. And their website is intermountainaudiology.com. And you know what? It's time to go get tested. Make sure they can help you. They've got the experts, and there isn't anyone else I'd go to for hearing treatment other than Intermountain Audiology. Those guys are fantastic over there. Make sure that you say our name, though, to get those 2 free months of treatment. Oh boy, there's just so much. So we were reading through this article that came out, and it talked about the 2020 set to be the deadliest, and oddly enough, it kept saying things like, initial figures suggest that the United States will record more than 3.2 million fatalities in 2020. We're only at like 2.4, right?
Yeah, they could have said that shorter if they'd have just said, our crystal ball tells us.
Exactly. Can you believe this? And they said if those numbers were confirmed, it would mark a 15% rise. So you love how they state a statement after they do a question? Yeah. I love that.
Well, that was the same.
So manipulative.
That was the same with Harris Faulkner. She called him on that statement that 560,000 people were going to die.
Yeah.
And she called him on that. She says, Richard, you're not even a doctor. How can you make such a statement? He says, it's not me saying it, it's the experts.
Oh, and the TV experts.
He always has a whole handful of experts in his pocket.
What in the world? I can't believe they can do this with a straight face. I mean, and just shove all these numbers out at everybody as fact. This article is such a reminder of how manipulative they have become. And so, we're not actually, are the numbers lower than ever? But not according to this article. We still have a week left. And you would think that what they were saying was right. It's so untrue. And what a lie. I'm frustrated.
I'm actually curious as to how many people who are maybe a little bit wary of what they say. Totally turn over to it when they say the expert says.
Right.
Like a no-named expert. You never find out who these experts are.
It's just a TV expert.
Just the expert.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I have to say this. Salt Lake Tribune came out with a list of people that you could vote for. Salt Lake Tribune. And among these people for Utah of the Year, it is Spencer Cox. They credited him with heading task force to address homelessness and rural development. Okay. Anyway, I just can't even imagine voting for Spencer Cox, but whatever. So what a joke. So anyway, by the way, Mayor Pike leaving in like, 10 days out of office? He'll be gone. I guess Jimmy Hughes is taking over for him because Pike, as we predicted for the last year, is going to be joining Governor Spencer Cox up in Salt Lake as part of his cabinet team, right, over the Utah insurance. Yeah. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. So this list of people that you can vote for is Mike Brown, Salt Lake City Police Chief, Angela Dunn, as we referred to her, epidemiologist, who said, and I quote, Well, I get some parents that contact me and they're afraid their kid will die, so everyone needs to mask up in the public school system.
Yeah.
Do you notice how she didn't base that on any facts?
Just she didn't have an expert in
her
pocket.
You know, she didn't have an expert in her. Yeah. So the other one is healthcare workers. I always love it when they say
all of them.
Yeah, when they say person of the year, yet it comes back to healthcare workers. Oh, by the way, the Kingsbury Hall fly, the fly that kept buzzing around their faces, the fly on Mike Pence that landed on him for 2 minutes during the debate.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that.
That's the that's.
That they put that up for person of the year.
So that movie, The Fly, was a true story. They're really human beings.
Yes, they're really human beings. Yes, and masks. I guess that's a person. Now.
That's a little tough.
Yeah, that's okay. McCluskey family, Aaron Mendenhall, the Nazi mayor of Salt Lake City, the one that just can't let her mandates go. Okay. Utah's minority lawmakers. Don't you love how they say that? Minority.
What?
Yeah. Utah's minority lawmakers.
Now, does that mean the lawmakers are a part of a minority or they make laws for minorities? Which is, what does that mean?
They are part of a minority.
Oh, okay.
In fact, they even credit them with banding together like never before. Trust me, they don't have to band together because those on the right are pretty much doing what they do on the left anyway.
Exactly.
So they're not banding together, to thwart anything. Our Republicans are doing enough damage in our state. Donovan Mitchell, the Utah Jazz star, Eric Moutsos, who's been on our show, doing a concert. And also Dallin Oaks, former BYU president and next in line to become the prophet of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Burgess Owens. So Burgess Owens, who finally was able to kick out Representative Ben McAdams. I'm really happy for Burgess Owens.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney on the list. Let's see what it says about Mitt. It took only 8 years for Romney to go from standard bearer in Maverick to his own party. He started the year being the only Republican senator voting for an impeachment article. Yeah, we remember Romney.
Yeah.
And he, the one that actually ended up not being, yeah, that one. And he marched in a Black Lives Matter rally with his GOP colleagues, calling protesters thugs. I'm sorry. His GOP colleagues called protesters thugs, but Mitt Romney was down there marching with them with a big smile under his mask. And then they said Utah's junior senator is hell-bent on finding a way for the post-Trump GOP to get back to reality. Gee, I wonder if the Salt Lake Tribune's biased in any way. Yeah.
Wow.
Salt Lake Board of Education. Yeah.
The whole board.
And Utah school children. What did they do? Oh, they were just forced to wear the masks and test when they didn't want to be tested.
And stay home.
And stayed home. And so that's one of the Persons of the Year nominations. Mm-hmm. And then Lex Scott. Oh, and small business owners as a whole.
All of them?
All of them.
I'm confused.
Yeah,
I'm
I know.
Confused.
Well, everyone's confused. It's a weird list.
Person of the year.
Yeah, I know.
It's, business owners.
Yeah, having to get through what the government did to them, not what COVID did to them, what the government did to them. And Ryan Smith, Utah's newest billionaire, bought the Utah Jazz. So there's your list, and you can go vote. I swear, Salt Lake Tribune is the weirdest newspaper.
Do you have to vote?
No.
Okay, good.
Well, no, but yeah, they come out with the strangest list. They love to put their two cents in, and it's worse than Deseret News. I didn't even know if anything could be worse than Deseret News, but it is. It's worse than Deseret News, but oh my gosh. I know a lot of people out there are going to be voting for Eric Moutsos on this list, and the list is bizarre, though, minus Eric. The rest of the list is very, very, very weird. So,
well, Burgess isn't so weird.
Well, Burgess is, yeah. And there's a couple there that are fine. It's just Do we need a person of the year? I mean, is this like a, I don't know. It's just striking to me. I don't even like Time Magazine's version of it because they all, it's usually political.
Well,
I don't like that.
Does the Salt Lake Tribune have a magazine?
I don't think
so. That they need a person of the year on the cover of?
I don't know. I don't think so. No. I don't think so, but I just, it's just strange. Anyway.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, to pony up masks. Utah's school children. I mean, I don't know. It's just, and Erin Mendenhall, Salt Lake City mayor. She is like the worst Gestapo.
She's beloved.
Oh my gosh.
It's a disaster.
It is.
It's a complete disaster. Everything we're told is a lie. It's a nonsense. It's pure nonsense. Why?
It is bizarre, I have to say.
More than bizarre.
Yeah.
I'm totally lost on this
one. Yeah. It was a weird list. So there was that. And then also, I actually ran across an article that talked about the $600 stimulus check that you're going to get. Do you realize it's a $1.4 trillion bill? It's only referred to as the $900 stimulus because that's the portion for COVID. Okay. Just with that being said, there was actually an article that talked about how you could go to a financial advisor to spend the $600.
I went to my financial advisor and asked them.
What did they say?
They said, take your wife out to dinner, David.
I can tell you what people are going to, they're going to go to Walmart. What do you mean? A financial advisor for $600?
Yeah, right. Well, that's because these poor people, until they got the $600, were never able to have a financial advisor. But now that they get this huge windfall of $600, they need a financial advisor.
I cannot believe this, Phil. And guess what, folks? They didn't even get to read it. They didn't even get to read it before they had to pass it.
Well, that's called plausible deniability.
That's called Nancy Pelosi right there. You get to read it after we pass it.
Yeah.
I couldn't even believe this article talking about the where are you going to spend and invest your $600? Okay. Enough of the nonsense. Yeah. Wait till we tell you where that money went.
I'm going to buy a quarter share of stock in Microsoft.
Yeah.
One quarter share, I think.
One quarter share. Oh, you guys. All right. Well, you're welcome to call up 888-673-1450. We'd love to hear from you. And we'll be right back after the break. But would love to see how you're doing out there and how you're feeling about everything. It's a great time to call and vent in this first hour. So you're more than welcome to do that. I know holidays are coming. You're trying to get that Christmas spirit on. I am, too. And so we have a lot in today's show. Some uplifting. And, well, we'll get to all that. Anyway, give us a call, 888-673-1450. We'll be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
Rest in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing.
Sounds a little tipsy. Dancing, usually.
Meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner.
Dean for you, a little tipsy. Sounds that way. Welcome back to the show. We'll take your calls, 888-673-1450. We'd love to hear how you're doing out there and just days away from Christmas. Also, tropical pool and spa. Make sure you get a hot tub, bullfrog hot tub, or swim spa, or a built-in pool and jacuzzi. My gosh, these are amazing things that you and your family can enjoy and well worth it, let me just tell you. Swim spas also have that remarkable way to help you to exercise because they have a current in them that you're swimming against. And so you'll love it. By the way, you can move and take it with you. So make sure you get over to Tropical Pool and Spa. Tell them we sent you and get a bullfrog hot tub. at your place of residence, because I am telling you, it is the best. It really is. And in this weather, it's perfect at night. It is just such a neat thing to be able to go do. Tropical pool and spa. Also, get over to Dr. Diet. If you're needing to kick some pounds, this would be the time to do it. And make sure you get over to Dr. Diet to do it, because they have all kinds of specials, doctors to help you, nurses, holistic, you name it. So many people there in their arsenal to help. And they also have shots that can help kind of, you know, get that boosted metabolic rate and really just kind of get things going again. If you are struggling with your weight, I know of no better place to go than Dr. Diet. 628-DIET. 628-DIET is the phone number. Give them a call. It's so well worth it. You can finally kick the weight. All right, we'll take your calls. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. Did you see the star?
Yes, I did.
I did, too. It was neat.
It was neat. Yeah. It wasn't quite as bright as I thought. Yeah. I thought it was going to be like a flashlight.
You know? Oh, yeah. But it was nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, Ben.
So on the stimulus check, doesn't President Trump have to pass that?
One would think. Yeah. And I'm sure he will, because he passed the last one. This is $1.4 trillion.
If they haven't read it, I don't understand.
Yeah, they went ahead and passed it without reading it. They weren't given. Thomas Massie said they were not given even 24 hours to read through it, and it was a big bill. In fact, there's all kinds of hidden things in this bill too, like little laws about.
Yeah, but that's
streaming.
What I mean. I'm surprised that Trump would let that go through.
Maybe he won't.
Maybe, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't. Yeah. I really do. I hope he doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, apparently you don't need the $600.
$600 isn't going to help too many people. I mean, you can't even buy groceries with that.
I know. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, you know, because it's a way to hijack. It really is. Out of the $1.4 trillion, only $166 billion of that is going out in payments. But everybody calls it the COVID relief stimulus bill. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I hope that Trump really does read that, because I don't think it's right. I think they should give at least $1,200 like they did the last time. I mean, that would help people out, you know, with their rent and maybe some groceries. But $600 is a sad deal, I think.
Pretty trivial. Thank you. Really appreciate that. It's a way to raid the coffers.
Well, the problem is it's a 5,000-page legal document.
That they never got to
That you
review.
Can't read.
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't have time to read it.
Right? Oh, you guys, and there's so much in this turkey. In fact, gender studies in Pakistan. $10 million for Pakistan gender studies.
That comes from
Chris Ann Hall. Yeah. Money to gender equality for statues. Yeah.
What?
Well, yeah, statues.
Gender equality for statues.
Yeah.
Do they get hurt feelings easy? Is that the deal?
I have no idea. This is just insanity. You should see the spending on this. It's absolutely insane. And you know what? To get our money back to us, don't take it in the first place.
I could see money for statue umbrellas to keep them clean from bird poop. But not gender.
It is. It's ridiculous. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, let's talk about that bill a little bit. First of all, the president said a few days back, 3 or 4 days back, whatever McConnell sends to him, he is going to sign into law.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't need to read it, according to him. Secondly, who's paying for all these bills? And these are straight, pure socialism.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't we calling it that instead of stimulus?
Yeah.
Everything in this bill is socialism.
Yep, you're right.
We've had more socialism in the last 4 years under this president than any president in our history over that period of time. We had more under FDR, but it was spread out over three administrations, over 13 years. Why are we talking about that? And who's paying for this? What is it, 95% approximately of this is being transferred onto mainly the children and the unborn. The greatest tax increase in our history. In the last 4 years, we've had the greatest tax increase in our history, and only those who know economics know that, and it's called inflation, where all our property is going to be, our money's devalued.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
People are still saying, our president lowered taxes. No, he did exactly the opposite and created more this hidden tax. That's what Ed Griffin calls it, a hidden tax inflation, because it's being paid for through the federal government creating money out of thin air.
All right. Thanks for the call. Well, he did actually.
He's right.
There was some. Yeah, I know. But there was. Well, anyway, then you'd have to get into a whole discussion about how they monkey the numbers. But anyway, on this bill, I have to say $453 million for Ukraine, $1.3 billion to Egypt, $135 million to Burma. Fisheries are getting $300 million. Movie industry is getting $15 billion, movie theaters. $40 million going to the Kennedy Center. I guess they're $30 million from the last bill to clean it. The bleach is very expensive. Wasn't enough. And now they're getting $40 more million going to the Kennedy Center to discourage teens from drinking and having sex.
Is that a problem at the Kennedy Center?
Are people in the Kennedy Center drinking and having sex? And $40 million later, all I know is that Valerie Jarrett, there's some very interesting people behind the Kennedy Center. Because the Kennedy Center always seems to land some pretty big checks. Why?
Well, because they don't mind illegally funding other things.
Yeah, exactly.
With the money.
Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
M'lady.
Hi there.
Lord. Yes. Professional slavery is a term I have, and it has to do with healthcare freedom, if I'm still on topic.
Mm-hmm.
As you had the first guest today, she spoke about that, you know, and it goes back to Benjamin Rush and all that, but professional slavery is like, and the only reason I tie this together is I've been in healthcare for decades, and so-called healthcare, and, you know, I started figuring things out, and I went through nursing school, and in 2010, I passed my RN boards, and if you think that's easy, try it sometime, and the only reason I put it that way is this idea of professional slavery. That explains a lot of the behavior we're seeing.
Yeah.
You know, these people get in there, and they have so much invested in it, you know. I was lucky because I didn't. My kids are now grown, you know. I was divorced. I don't have to provide for anybody else but myself, and I'm not too worried about that.
Right.
So,
well,
so I chose to walk away from it. I've never practiced a day as an RN.
Oh, boy. Hmm. Wow. All right. Well, thank you.
Good for you.
That's interesting.
Too bad they won't all do that.
Well, I mean,
other thing,
we need our RNs.
I went down in March 2010, to protest for 2 days with my brothers and sisters against Obamacare.
Oh, wow. I love it. Thank you for that.
Nancy Pelosi walking through with that mallet.
Yeah.
A piece of work she is.
Oh, I know. And, hey, thank you. I know. I'm with you on that. Jeez Louise.
We could change so many things if people, like just RNs. Mm-hmm. If RNs across the country got together and said, this is crazy. We're not going to do it anymore unless this gets changed. And walk out of the hospital.
Amen. Yeah.
They're not going to let a bunch of people die if that happens. They're going to bring them right back and give them what they want.
Yep.
It's what they do.
Yeah. Sudan is getting $700 million. How is that part of the relief bill?
It's they're studying sand.
They have... Congress is allowing the raiding of the coffers. It's like a free for all. Whatever they want to go spend, they can. 5,000 pages worth. There's also a bill for illegal streaming. They put forth a bill, like 10 years in prison for illegal streaming. For streaming.
Streaming like your video?
Yeah.
Or your podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're going to jail.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm talking about like illegal streaming, like these folks on YouTube or whatever the case may be. 10 years in prison for that.
They're going to say that you're illegally doing it.
Who? I'm not illegally doing anything.
I know you're not, but they're going to say you are.
Well, I would hope not, since I'm not doing anything. But can you even imagine this?
No.
It's pretty amazing. I'm still $40 million to the Kennedy Center. They just got $30 million. $40 million.
Didn't they get $25 million the first time, and then?
No, that was 30. They got $30 million, didn't they? For cleaning. They said it was for cleaning.
Right.
This time they're saying, well, because they've already cleaned it with the bleach.
So they
very
can't
expensive
say
bleach.
Cleaning.
So
again.
Now it's discouraged teens. I'm sorry. Do we go to the Kennedy Center to find out what teens should be discouraged to do? How do those two things even relate?
Maybe after they cleaned it, they realized that was getting so dirty.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Amazing.
You know, what's happening is the left is so drunk on the power of thinking that they pulled off the biggest electoral coup in the history of of history.
Yeah.
That they think they can just do absolutely anything and get away with it.
Amen. Yeah.
So they give people.
And it makes me want to vomit.
Yeah.
It really does.
I know. Me too.
To call this the COVID Relief Act. That's just such a misnomer.
Yep.
And less than what an eighth of what is in there is for people who are hurting and struggling. Yet we've got to spend $5 million to repair Bangladesh's naval cutter.
Yeah. And $700 million for the Sudan.
I don't get it.
Yeah. And Pakistani gender studies. Hey,
that's what I love. I was thinking of going to Pakistan and getting in touch with my gender.
Thanks.
And now I know that they'll have the studies to help me along with that.
U.S. paid for it, no less. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a Christmas miracle for some. Wow. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I'm the first-time caller. I was really interested with... Hi. Sorry.
Go right
I'm just
ahead.
Interested with what you said about the vaccine that they're coming out with.
Yeah.
And I've heard that they're going to come out with more, that this is just the first.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's way more. There's way more. And there's 58 different companies going out for this one. So
well, there's already a second one. Huh?
They're already working on that, too. I'll play this clip for you. This is from Moderna's chief scientific officer. I'll take you off the air, but I'll play this for you. This is him. So listen up. Listen to what he has to say. Here we go.
When we start the deployment of this vaccine, we will not have sufficient concrete data to prove that this vaccine reduces transmission.
Now, if you didn't hear that, let me just play that again for you. Okay.
When we start the deployment of this vaccine, we will not have sufficient concrete data to prove that this vaccine reduces transmission.
Yeah, they don't know that. They're just hoping that you don't listen to that. And then he finishes off with this.
Do I believe it reduces transmission? Absolutely, yes. And
that's good.
Because of the science.
Oh,
I believe the science.
Yeah.
I think it's important that we don't change behaviors solely on the basis of vaccination.
Okay. Makes perfect sense, right? Of course it doesn't. This is the kind of lies that we're being fed. Mm-hmm. And this was just said weeks ago. Please don't take that vaccine. I am telling you, don't be their guinea pig, please. They don't know anything about how it's going to do. They don't know. And when CNN came out and said that, don't worry or be alarmed, when people die that are elderly, within 24 hours, they get the shot. Just don't even think twice. Because it's not that, it's just old age. Just happened to be within 24 hours of the vaccine. Come on. We can't be this dim-witted.
Well, I'm kind of almost starting to go the other way with that.
Really?
If you're dumb enough to think this vaccine's going to help you, go right on ahead. Because the more of you that take it, the less they'll be bugging me to take it.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine. I cannot imagine taking this vaccine. So it does not reduce transmission? Isn't that the whole reason you're taking it?
Well, they're going to find out.
Yeah.
What if the headline in 6 months is we found out it doesn't reduce transmission?
Yeah. In fact, every article, you guys, I've done so much. I've done, I don't even know, maybe over maybe 300-400 hours just on the vaccine of COVID, 300-400 hours. Anyway, I'm telling you, do not take this.
No.
Do not. They don't know anything about it. You are their guinea pig. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show on the national show, and you can call on more national topics on that show. 888-673-1450. Be right back.